another outside the box, defining our words differently at times. Today's topic is anti-Semitism. I recently testified on a bill in the Maine legislature. The bill tried to define anti-Semitism so it could be determined whether or not someone had committed a biased crime. The definition of anti-Semitism was based on wording adopted by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance at a meeting in 2016. However, most of those testifying opposed the bill because the definition of anti-Semitism suggested that condemnation of the State of Israel was equivalent to condemning someone for being Jewish. I agreed with those who opposed the bill. Criticism of a government is not the same as discrimination against an individual because of their religion. But I went a step further by saying that the term anti-Semitism is a misnomer. An Oxford Dictionary definition of anti-Semitism refers to, quote, hostility to or prejudice against Jewish people, end quote. However, Jews are not the only Semites. Semites are, according to the same dictionary, quote, descended from Shem, one of the sons of Noah, traditionally interpreted as including the Hebrews, Aramaeans, Assyrians, and Arabs, end quote. Also, quote, a member of any of the peoples who speak or spoke a Semitic language, end quote. Semitic languages include Hebrew, Arabic, Aramaic, and Amharic. So being a Semite is not a religion, but rather an ancestry or ethnicity and a language. It's more accurate to use anti-Jewish if referring only to discrimination or hate of Jews. Being anti-Semitic might refer to being hateful to both Arabs and Jews. If we use the term anti-Semitism, we need to refer to not just those who speak Hebrew, but also those who speak Arabic and related languages, including people who identify as Palestinian. When looking at the conflict between the Israeli government and the Palestinian territories, especially the people of Gaza, the primary danger is not against Jews in Israel, but against the Palestinians, who are the victims of a genocide, just as Jews were in Europe during World War II. There is anti-Arab hate and murder by Israelis against Palestinian Arabs, not only by the Israeli government and military, but also by the U.S. government, which is sending weapons to the Israeli military for its use in mass murder. The U.S. administration is also targeting especially non-U.S. citizens who are opposing the Israeli government's genocide of Palestinians. Anti-Jewish beliefs and actions do exist, which have increased as a result of Israeli government and military aggression and starvation tactics, and it needs to be condemned as horrible and never tolerated. However, criticism against other Semites, such as Palestinian Arabs, is just as serious a problem today, because anti-Palestinian bias has contributed to the deaths of thousands of Palestinians over the past 20 months and led to charges of genocide of the people of Gaza by the Israeli government. False claims of anti-Jewish bias against Israel have been used by two U.S. presidents as a justification for genocide and anti-Arab mass murder. Currently, the victims are Palestinian Arabs, and the perpetrators are Israelis who identify as Jewish. But it's time to end both forms of hate and discrimination by condemning both. That could then lead to a much-needed resolution of this ongoing conflict in the Middle East. What do you think the U.S. can do to end this horrible genocidal conflict? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting all the hate and killing to end.